This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. This is Denny Nugent with today's question. It's about deception. You hear a lot these days about the second coming. There's talk of tribulation, war, and lots of judgment. One thing you probably don't hear often in that list is deception. Jesus issued many warnings about mass deception in the last days. One warning comes from Matthew 24, where Jesus said, quote, "See to it that no one misleads you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will mislead many." Now, John, Jesus' warning seems to imply it's possible for true believers to be led astray. What's he getting at with that warning?
Well, it is possible for believers to be led astray. In Ephesians 4, the Apostle Paul says, "Don't be any longer children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine." And that is to say, new believers who are like infants are susceptible to deception, false teaching, false doctrine, false leadership, and can be led astray. That's why, in the words of John, they need to grow up and become spiritual young men, strong in doctrine, overcoming the evil one who is the ultimate deceiver. Matthew 24, talking about the future, there will be those believers who are susceptible to being led astray. However, they will not be completely led astray if they truly belong to Christ. And of course, Matthew 24 also says that the Lord is going to shorten the time of this massive end age deception, or the elect would be hopelessly deceived. So the Lord protects his own by putting limits on the deception, both in the heart of a believer even today by the constraining and protecting work of the Holy Spirit, as well as in the future by limiting the time.
All right, thanks, John, and thank you for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.